You're listening to Swinger University with Ed and Phoebe. Offering you the naked facts about swinging. Here are your hosts, Ed and Phoebe.
Welcome back. This is Ed.
And this is Phoebe.
Today we are talking about how to keep your swinger adventures secret from your coworkers, friends, and family. We're going to help you come up with an alibi.
Please remember to like and subscribe to our podcast, YouTube channel, rate and review us on iTunes, and email us your questions.
We love to hear the questions.
I know, they're so fun. So please, please, please keep sending them.
And we had a listener write us, just a brief thing, and asked why I mentioned kilts all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Or a few times. I have Scottish heritage, and I love attending the Highland Games as well. So we'll keep our eye out for you, listener.
Such a small world.
It's a very small world. Everybody is in your business, whether they want to be in your business, like they're your nosy mom or your nosy neighbor, right? Like everybody's got that nosy person that's always trying to find out what you're doing. But even your kids and your family want to know where you're going, what you're doing. Your friends, your coworkers ask you questions all the time. So what did you do this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So here are some of the common questions that you're going to get bombarded with as you're swinging through life.
Right. Some of them I'm sure you've already heard. Like, Mom, why are you dressed like that?
Yeah. That.
Where are you going?
How come you're packing that? Fill in whatever your imagination wants to in terms of what's in the suitcase, but yes. Where do you know them from? So you're describing something.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you go,
That's a classic mom question. Oh, they sound nice. Where do you know them from?
Right. A classic coworker question. What did you do this weekend?
That one was hard for me in the beginning to respond to with a straight face.
Right.
Because you're all giddy.
Big smile. Hey.
Hey.
Not much.
And then, you know, another kid question. Why'd you guys get back so late? I thought you were going to be back at 10.
And, of course, the classic. How long are you going to be gone? It's like checking the clock.
As long as we want. As long as we want.
Don't wait up. Go to bed.
Right.
Here are some common examples of lifestyle experiences, adventures, and some kind of suggestions about thinking about those events. So, as an example, we're going to start from the simple one and go to the more elaborate ones.
Right. And we'll remember to come back to some of these questions with answers when we were posed a few of these.
Absolutely.
Date night. So you got a date with another couple. You're going to go meet for drinks. Local bar or a bar outside of town, wherever you coordinated it. So some of the responses we've given is just simple, like, oh, we're just going out for drinks with some new friends.
And if you can, you can add a little bit of detail in terms of like where you met them from, if you can be creative. Could be a work thing, it could be friend of a friend, it could be somebody you met at some other event. So once you get a few events under your belt, you can start to connect things. Oh, you remember that Halloween party we went to?
Yes, I was just going to say that. That's been really handy with the mom.
Right.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Where did you meet them from? Oh, Halloween party a few years back. Which is true.
Totally true. And that leads us to the next one, which is some kind of a house party. And this can be, this could be like a house party where there's like 100 random people that you don't know, but it could also just be
small,
four or five couples getting together for barbecue, a little pool time,
hot tub time,
some social distancing.
I know. Oh.
It's pretty simple. You stick to the facts.
Yeah. So
what are you going to go do? We're going to a pool party at some friend's house. We're going to have a barbecue, listen to some music, you know, catch up.
Exactly.
Really easy, super simple. Simple.
Yeah.
You don't have to get into the dirty details. You just pick the fine points of the facts from the event.
Exactly. Then you go to your hotel takeover, which requires an overnight stay. You know, where are you going? Oh, we're going, you know, to, let's say, Halloween party. Well, when are you going to be back? Tomorrow. Where are you staying? At the hotel. Why?
Just in case we drink.
Exactly.
We ding, don't want to drive. Ding, ding. We want to be safe.
And we're going to
model good behavior for
exactly.
You. Now, one caution
which
with
is this. True.
Yeah, it's totally true.
It's
and
true.
That's exactly why.
It's just not as fun as, you know.
That's one of the reasons why we get a hotel room when
exactly.
we do a hotel takeover. One.
One.
Here's a tip with this one, though. Don't be too specific.
Right.
Like the name of the hotel.
Right. That's, I,
Sometimes events end up on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Like our Halloween party did.
Yes.
Was it the Halloween party or was it New Year's?
No, it was.
It was New Year's.
It was New Year's, yeah.
It was New Year's because we were
right
questioning whether there would be any more events ever.
Right.
Because
and
of this.
Who knows now with COVID.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So be careful with being too factual. Because
right.
if you list the actual date, time, location, then people can start connecting dots. So
right.
with something that's happening locally or might show up on the news.
Mm-hmm. And you never news. Know. I mean, I had a coworker one time that said, oh, I'm going to a hotel party, a Halloween party too. Which hotel is it at?
No.
You know, if you don't want to be outed, you don't want to, you know, and you have no idea at that point. Is my coworker potentially a swinger too?
Right.
I can't say anything at work. And yeah, I don't want to out myself to this person right here.
Right.
So I had to scramble. Oh, I don't know. Ed set that up. Ed did all the reservations for me. All I know is I just have to show up and be pretty.
And that's a classic.
Right.
Escape dodge,
exactly.
if you will, for this. Because I can use the exact same story, and as long as those two parties don't get together, her coworkers and my coworkers, which is highly unlikely,
right?
Unless you live in a really small community,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy to dodge those kinds of questions.
And then you'll have a babysitter or a parent, caretaker that'll say, "Oh, you know, well, where's the hotel?" And you could just say the city, you know.
Right. We're going to be in downtown.
Exactly.
It's at the whatever.
One of the major hotels. Again, Ed set it up. You
right.
got my number. You got my cell number. It'll be on me all night. Just reach me there if you need anything. Boom.
Yes. And the likelihood of someone getting a hold of you.
At the hotel?
At the hotel.
No one does that anymore.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that. I mean, everybody's
no.
got their cell phones on them. So.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's
right.
actually great. Technology is helping us.
Exactly. I know.
All right. Now we're going to get into a bigger trip, a bigger swinger
yep.
event.
Yep.
And one day we'll have one of these again.
I know.
We are not on the November 2020 cruise because we don't think this stuff is going to be over by then, which is...
No, so we canceled and we put all that money towards 2021. And hopefully that will...
We're just rolling it over.
Yeah.
Cruises.
Yep.
Here's some really good news. Bliss Cruise doesn't publish their swinger cruise on the same site as their other cruises. So if you tell mom or a coworker or whoever that you're going to be on Celebrity Cruise in November, there are plenty of cruises that show up and they parallel each other. So no one's going to know for sure which cruise you're actually on.
And the charter cruises don't show up on their on the Celebrity or
correct
any of those cruise lines. They don't publish it.
Yeah.
And that was an issue. I mean, I had to research that and I called some people because my mom, she loves details.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I could only dodge the whole, oh, I don't know what ship it is for so long.
Right.
Oh, I don't know what ports those are.
I booked that,
a year ago. I totally forgot. I mean, some of that works, but then as it gets closer, you still have to, you can only dodge for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in that sense, because they're chartered, they're not published. So
yeah.
That's so it. They won't just be don't able to use the word Bliss Cruise. Otherwise you can Google that and they're going to know right away.
Name the cruise line.
Yep.
And potentially you could name the ship, but I
just
would
name
avoid
the ports.
That. I would name the ports.
Yeah.
And here's the example. Hey, we're taking a Caribbean cruise. We're going to Costa Maya and Belize, and then you can go in, fill in details about the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
They could describe any cruise. Oh, we had dinner at this great restaurant. The shows at night were fantastic. You know, the music was great. There was a Prince cover band.
Yeah.
Like, all of that really happened.
Exactly.
We just leave out the parts about hitting the solarium every night and banging random couples. I don't know. Maybe you work at a company where that goes over well, but that would not go over well where I work.
At Bliss Cruise, it would. Yeah. Maybe. Then you get your destination resort, which we've never been to one, and I don't know how exactly.
You gotta be creative.
Yeah. So, Ed, you've got some suggestions for this because I was like, oh, good luck. I don't know how
you're gonna
be vague about that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go to these. A lot.
Oh, sure. You got Hedonism, Desire. There's two different desires. There's
Pearl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First tip, be vague. You don't have to get specific. Like, don't name. Oh, Desire. No, that's a... You're going down to stay in Cancun for a week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so nice to relax on the beach, have a few cocktails, and unwind.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a Mexican
resort. What if
you
get someone that says, oh, that sounds so lovely, Ed. Are you going to stay at one of those all-inclusive resorts?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Which one? I've been to so many. I just love it down there.
Now, you can name some that are in the area, and they're not going to be able to know whether you actually went or not.
That's true.
So you can think of or find some of the other neighboring places.
Oh. I would even say, I was thinking, well, if you're a nudist and your family is very comfortable with nudity and your whole family's nudists, you could say, oh, we're going to go down to one of the nudist resorts. But then that would open the door to, oh, really? I didn't know there was one down there. What's it called? And then you're screwed.
Right.
So
well, and you can kind of like a misdirection. You can point them to a different place.
If it exists, yeah.
Most of my coworkers don't ask for that many details.
Right.
Your mom, on the other hand.
The coworkers really don't. I mean, unless you're truly good friends with them. But family tends to, certain family, moms tend to. Yeah. Moms always want to know where you're at. They want to know you're safe.
Are you going to be home time for dinner?
Yep. They want to know where to find you if you don't come home. All right, so I'm going to loop around to one question that we didn't address. I think we addressed most of them about, well, let's go through them again. You get the question from your kid. Why are you dressed that way? You know, you've got teenage daughters. Usually they're going to ask you that. So either you've dressed way too conservative for the, you know, going out dancing date night,
right?
And they're like, Mom, you need to sex it up. Or you've dressed way too sexy and they're like, where are you going? Right? Raises some eyebrows. So I've done my fair share of quick changes in the car. I've worn a
trench coat.
Yep, trench coat. It can work if you're quick to get out the door and you're, but I've had the question, wait, I want to see what you're wearing. I want to take a photo. Oh, no, we're running late. We'll take photos and show you tomorrow. That was a little scary. Sure. That's when the quick changes in the cars became more of a necessity. You're packing for a trip. How come you're packing that? You're going to the Alps. Why are you taking, you know, that see-through dress? You don't want those questions. You don't want those questions. If you're packing lingerie and you're packing dildos and straps and, you know, fuzzy cuffs, you just need to do that, you know,
when away from prying eyes.
The last minute. What I did was I rearranged or gathered all my clothes, my outfits ahead of time, laid them out on the bed, took a photo, and then I knew exactly what needed to go in the suitcase, lickety split.
Right.
Because I could do that when the kids weren't home and I had time to think uninterrupted, nobody busting through the door, or why is the door locked? And then, you know, boop, 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 pictures taken, things go back, done.
And another tip with that too, you can get disposable garment bags and you can pre-bag your clothes. They're, you know, you can't see through the plastic. You can group all your outfits together, hang them up, and then they're out of sight, out of mind. No one can see them. And when you leave for the trip, you just grab those off the rack.
Yeah, assuming your daughters don't go through your closet looking for clothes to wear.
Well,
I was fortunate ours didn't, so... But I know that happens too. So you gotta get creative.
Where do you know them from? This is a good one. Now, depending on who's asking the question, you can give them a different answer.
Right.
Classic example, I know them from work. If they're not from work, then you can give them the work answer.
Right. And we talked about, you know, what to tell the mom. I know them from the Halloween party. Etc.
Right. Another one that I have heard people use is, oh, we know them from church. That's a classic one. That's like a totally safe answer. No one's going to ask that.
Gotcha.
So friends of friends, friends of your travel agent, friends from,
we met them on the cruise. Oh, yes, I've used the travel agent. Yeah, we're friends with the travel agent. Because we are.
We are friends with the travel agent. Yep. And we've gone and hung out with people who we met on the cruise.
Right.
Who were friends with the travel agent.
Right.
So think through the 6 degrees of separation kind of pathway and figure out a way to describe them.
Right.
That doesn't give away a whole bunch of detail, but is general enough to give someone a sense of connection. Because that's all they're trying to do is like, oh, I don't know them, or I do. I might know them. Mm-hmm. People are always trying to connect. Mm. What did you do this weekend? We covered that. Lots of details about vanilla type activities that you did. Just keep it to the vanilla and just leave out the saucy bits.
Saucy bits. All right, Ed, Give them our five tips.
Tip number one, take vanilla photos to share with your friends and family. So you're on the cruise, over the railing, selfie picture, you and the wife, get a great picture of the ocean, get a great picture of the deck. Now, depending on what time it is, there will be people there in the background. So what we did was got up at 6 o'clock in the morning one day when the sun was rising, which was beautiful.
Oh, it was the best.
Took a bunch of pictures up on deck, and nobody knew that that entire deck in 1 hour was going to be filled with a bunch of naked titties.
I know.
It was
great.
Very G-rated.
That's
great.
Had
no idea. But if you're going to a destination resort, if you're going any place, even a Halloween party, you can take pictures.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take it from the shoulders up or take it pointing in a direction mm-hmm. away from people who are doing naughty things.
And if you happen to get off of the boat for the ports of call, those are the perfect pictures right there.
Plenty. And those are the pictures people want to see, too.
Exactly.
Oh, what did you see? Where did you go?
Yep.
Here's the pictures.
Easy peasy.
So take pictures, vanilla, friends and family, all good.
Yep. Schedule some vanilla activities like the ports of call, getting up in the morning.
You went shopping at the mall. When you do a hotel takeover, you went out to dinner. All of these are vanilla activities that are very easy
right.
to give details.
Right. Photos in the hotel room if you're, you know, doing a hotel takeover.
Could be you
ready.
Getting your hair done.
Right. See? Easy.
Totally.
Stay easy. Close to the truth. This is number three. Stay close to the truth. It's going to be a fine line, but as close as you can. It works every time.
It's really hard, and this is why I want to emphasize this tip. It's really hard to maintain a lie.
Yeah.
Everybody gets caught, because if you make too elaborate a story,
mm-hmm.
you can't fill in the details fast enough.
No.
So stick to the truth, and then you're not making a bunch of stuff up. You're basically just omitting details.
Yep.
Much, much easier.
Yeah. Get your story straight and think about your alibi ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you and your spouse have the exact same story. This is where we went. This is who we talked to. This is what we did. And you kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy.
And then what's number five?
Know your connection. So if you've got a person or a couple that you're talking about, who are you talking to about that person?
Right.
Is it a work person that would know this other person?
Mm-hmm.
I happen to work with two people who are in the lifestyle. So if I start making work associations, then other people from work are going to catch the connection. Oh, I didn't know they were going to be there.
Right.
So know that you can connect them to you, but maybe avoid a connection to somebody who you're talking to.
Think about the pre-connection based on the connection.
Right. In other words, don't say you're going to go hang out with church friends if you're talking to a church friend. Don't talk
right.
about hanging out with work friends with a coworker, because they're like, why wasn't I invited?
Right.
So,
a little bit of distance
yeah.
with the connections.
Keep a that, healthy separation between who you're talking to.
Keep an extra degree of separation in there.
And it's pretty easy. I mean, with the exception of the two coworkers, I'm never going to say that I was swinging. Right. Not that I'm going to out
thought
myself.
I thought it was three. It's three now.
Is it three now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it is three. I don't count him. I only count her.
No, there's three.
Two women, one guy.
Two women, one guy.
But the one woman and the guy are a couple.
Oh, right.
I don't count
They
kind
of count as one.
Right.
Gotcha. The key is stay as close to the truth as you can and focus on the vanilla.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Before you turn off our podcast to take care of all the vanilla things pulling you away, please reach out and give us a review. I know, mashing a star is so much easier, but a review is so much better for sharing your love of what we're doing with others. We would appreciate it. If you want to share a personal story, ask us questions, or share your comments, you can contact us at swingeruniversity@gmail.com. Check us out at swingeruniversity.com, where you can find links to our Twitter and Instagram feeds. Thank you for listening to Swinger University, your horizontal enrichment podcast.